Australian parents are advocating for the removal of gender-specific advertising in children's toys. It's the latest in a campaign targeting toy retailers worldwide. Eliza Jane Mann found out more.
Toys R Us operate in over 35 different countries and have about the same amount of stores throughout Australia. They're now at the heart of a new petition launched by Australian campaigners, Play Unlimited. The group was founded by a number of concerned parents who says it's wrong that toy retailers use gender-specific marketing. Thea Hughes is one of those founders and says stereotypes shouldn't come into play when selecting toys.
Currently there are stigmas attached, you know, to boys playing with the wrong toys or girls playing with the wrong toys, and it's really important that we challenge ourselves in thinking about these ideas.
She says she's witnessed these negative stigmas firsthand.
I've got a little almost four-year-old boy. His favourite colour at the moment is pink, and he has, you know, I've heard kids, you know, in playgrounds and places make comments about that and how it's a girl's colour, and that's one of the things that really spurs me on. I don't think, you know, colours or particular toys should be just for boys or just for girls.
Last month, the UK Toys R Us chain agreed to take a more gender-neutral approach to marketing, altering store signage and catalogues. The chain's Swedish franchise made headlines last year when its Christmas catalogue featured girls holding guns and boys playing with dolls. University of California PhD candidate Elizabeth Sweet has researched gender and toy advertising over the 20th century and says it's important to advocate for gender-neutral toys.
What sort of drew me to this project is this paradox that here we are in 2013 where you know, women are closer to achieving equality on so many fronts than we've ever been before. And yet, if you look at toys, they look much worse today than they did at any point over the 20th century.
Using catalogs from U.S. department store Sears, Ms. Sweet examined the use of gender in toy advertising at different points in the 1900s. She says the most gender-neutral period seemed to be around 1905.
Toys just weren't a huge consumer product, and gender distinctions among children weren't really very important in that point in time.
She says toys became more gendered between the quarter and mid-century.
And carried, you know, really stereotyped ideas about masculinity and femininity. So domesticity was really for girls, and girls' toys emphasized that.
Miss Sweet says the tables turned, and by 1975, ads showed counter-stereotypical role portrayals. Kitchen toys were modelled by boys and building blocks by girls. She says the end of the century saw toy advertising become gender-specific again, a marketing-related move.
Marketers do this because it's profitable for them. They can make multiple versions of the same toy and sell more product. But I think if it stops becoming profitable for them, then they're going to adopt different tactics.
However, not all children are fooled by marketing tactics. In a YouTube rant that went viral, 4-year-old Riley from New York expressed her distaste for gender-specific toys.
So then why do all the girls have to fight princesses? Some girls like superheroes, some girls like princesses. Some boy like superheroes, some boy like princesses.
Play Unlimited's petition can be found on change.org. Toys R Us is yet to respond.